last year, we mentioned the concept of that if somebody pronounces some words wrong, like ve'ahavto, ve'ahavto, I mentioned that in the Kriya Shema, right, that the correct pronunciation is ve'ahavto, which means you're accenting, you're lengthening the last syllable of the word, as opposed to the hey, which most people read the word ve'ahavto. I mentioned that it could change the meaning. I did not explain it too much. I just want to very quickly today discuss a topic which is relevant to that. And to really understand it properly, we have to discuss the concept of the idea of verbs and the tenses and things like that, which we'll talk about hopefully at a later time. But right now, just very quickly to elaborate on the concept of what the idea of ahavta is. The ahavta start, there's something in Lashon Kodesh called the vav achibur, which is the prefix, the vav that comes before a chibur means to connect. Vav a chibur means the vav that is prefixes a word. It's the opening, it's the first letter of a word, generally with a shva, and it means in English, and. Something and something else. So you connect two things, so ve means and something. That's vav. Now that has no, in theory, that would have no relevance to the way the word is pronounced. You just add the verb before it. However, sometimes there's something called a vav mahapech. Vav mahapech means a vav which actually switches the tense. It makes something go, changes the time, either from past to future or future to past. Meaning the verb on its own, the word on its own would have, let's say, a past tense meaning. And by adding a vav, the vav changes it to become future tense, and so vice versa. For example, we have in Parshas Truma and Tetzava where Moshe Rabbeinu says in the name of Hashem to build the Beis Hamikdash. He says Ve'asisa, Ve'asisa, Ve'asisa. He quotes how you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do, you're supposed to, Hashem tells Moshe, etc. You're supposed to build Ve'asisa, right? The word now. If I ask you, what does the word Asisa mean?
You built.
In the past was done already. I already made. I already created. Right. I already built. Right. But when Hashem gives the command, the word is ve'asisa, and you shall make, you shall build, right? Whereas in Parshas Vayakra and Pekudei, one of the two parshas where it talks about it actually happening, there the word is vayas. Now, what does the word ya'as mean? You shall do, right? And when it becomes vayas, there it means and you made, right? So we have what's called the vav mahapach, the vav that switches. Now, there's a general question which I don't necessarily know the answer to. Is every vav mahapach also a vav achibur? Meaning every time you say ve'asisa, and you shall make, is it and you shall make, or it's you shall make, and the vav is switching it without the word and? You think sometimes art school will translate it so, or now, or something like that, meaning they don't not and, and sometimes maybe it is and. I don't really know. But my point, I just want to say that there's something called the vav mahapach, which changes something from past tense to future tense. The almost always, almost every place in Chazal where we have a verb being used with a vav, it'll be a vav mahapach. I mean, you never have a verb with a vav achibur unless it's switching the tense. There's one place, basically, only one place, maybe several others, but definitely not too many. The one is where we say in Pesukah Zimra, v'samta shmei Avraham. What does samta mean? You placed. What is visamta? And you placed. No, it means all. That's one. It's basically the only place anywhere in Tanakh. Almost. There may be several other very, very few Yotzim Mekal. This is basically one of the only ones I know of. That visamta means that also. It just means and you placed in the past. But every other time you want to say and you placed, you'd say vatosem and you placed. Tosem meaning future, and vatosem means and you placed in the future, even though the word tasa means future. That's what will happen. And I'll very quickly just get back to what I started with, and then I guess we'll conclude, is that the word v'ahavta, if I say the word ahavta, what would that mean?
No.
You loved in the past, correct? And if I want to say and you loved, I'd say ve'ahavta, right? And like I said, we don't find that in Tanakh, but in theory, you could have said ve'ahavta, right? What does the Torah mean when it says in Kriya Shema, ve'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha? And you shall love. So here the vav is a vav of mahapech, changing it from you loved in the past to a future, you shall love. There, and what the Svarim point out is, in this case, the accent of the word is the difference. If you say ve'ahavta, means and you loved. If you say ve'ahavta, and you lengthen, you put the accent at the end of the word, you make it to become a vav mahapech in future. So there, here, I try to explain the difference why you ve'ahavta will change the meaning based on the accent of the word. You say ve'ahavta means and you did in the past, you loved in the past. If you say ve'ahavta, it means and you shall love in the future. So the stress, actually, accent actually changes the meaning of the word. Thank you for listening. So make sure you say, make sure twice, three times a day when you say ve'ahavta, you say ve'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, and not ve'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha.
Easy.